or by the name of Father Mike Schmitz that I'm sure many of you have heard of. And he does a lot on topics related to our faith and really is a fine teacher, fine evangelist, spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. But he defines faith this way. He says, faith is entrusting myself to God in a relationship. This relationship will bear me up, sustain me, regardless of what is going on. And this trust, extended into the future, is hope. Pope Francis, may God rest his soul, said, everyone knows what it is to hope. In the heart of each person, hope dwells as the desire and expectation of good things to come. He went on to say, Christian hope does not deceive or disappoint because it is grounded in the certainty that nothing and no one may ever separate us from God's love. Nothing and no one may ever separate us from God's love. That's a good reason to hope. Trusting that the creator of the universe has got our back. He's with us. Nothing can separate us from him. Sure, you and I could turn away from him and go off in our own direction, but he's still going to pursue us because he loves us all so very much. He'll keep knocking on the door of our heart, hoping that we'll respond, that we'll let him in, because he wants to be a part of our life. He wants to be in a relationship with each and every one of us. We're in the midst of the Easter season right now, and if you think back to last Sunday's gospel, those first disciples were locked in a room altogether. Why were they in this room, and why were they locked up? Out of fear. They had just witnessed all that Jesus had gone through. They saw him betrayed in the garden by one of his closest associates after they had the wonderful Passover meal together. They saw him scourged at the pillar, whipped horribly. They saw him stripped of his garments. They saw a crown of thorns pounded onto his head. They saw him nailed to a cross, be humiliated in front of everyone, and left there to die. They were afraid that this was what was going to happen to them. So they locked themselves in this room out of fear. They were paralyzed, as it were, and didn't want to go out and do the mission that they had started with Jesus, going to tell people about how much God loved them and wanted to be part of their lives. But then Jesus appears to them. He appears in this locked room and says to them, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And then he breathed on them and gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that they would be reminded of all that Jesus taught them while he was here with them every day, and also gave them the strength to go out and continue the mission. And that's exactly what they did. And they did it, most of them, to the point of giving up their lives in order that the message of the gospel could be proclaimed. You and I have a sense of what it means to fear something. Often it's something we don't know a whole lot about, or maybe it's, you know, you think about one of those childhood fears where you think there's a monster under your bed or something like that. But we know how fear of the unknown or of supposed monsters can really paralyze us and keep us from doing the right thing, keep us from standing up for what we believe in. So Jesus gives you and I the gift of the Holy Spirit as well, to remind us of all that he taught and to give us the strength to stand up, especially in the face of adversity. One of the big issues in our culture these days has to do with the life issues, whether it's abortion, capital punishment, or anything in between. Catholic Christians, we proclaim a message that every life is significant and needs to be respected and cared for. Everybody believes that. And so we end up with some tension between us and our culture at times. Because we say, yes, that infant in the womb is a precious life. It's a precious gift from God, and it needs cared for, and respected. You're going to find some adversity when you want to stand up for your faith. Here are the adults that are here tonight have perhaps even had tension, whether it's among friends or family, if you try to proclaim that message. For our young people who are being confirmed tonight, I'm sure you've already had that experience of negative peer pressure. Maybe a friend came to you and said, come on, let's go and do this wrong thing. It'll be a lot of fun. And in that moment, you probably felt torn because on the one hand, you want to be with your friends, you want to have fun, but at the same time, your conscience is tugging at you saying, you can't do that wrong thing. Somebody might get hurt. You might get hurt. And you know, it's certainly not something that Jesus would want you to do. So it's in that moment, whether it's defending one of the life issues or whether it's standing up to your friends who want to do a wrong thing, it's in that moment we call on the Holy Spirit, this great gift that's being given to you again tonight, so that you can stay strong, so that you can stand up to your friends and say, ah, let's not do that wrong thing. Let's instead go do something else where nobody gets hurt. We'll all have fun still because we'll be together. Gift of the Holy Spirit that helps us to live out this relationship with our Heavenly Father. God wants all this for us because he knows that it's best for us when we live by his way. Dear Confirmandi, I think I speak for your family and friends that are with you tonight when I say to you, we are so happy that you want to be confirmed. Because in being confirmed, you're saying to God and to all of us that you want Jesus Christ to be in your life. And we're happy for you because we know that when Jesus is in your life, you will experience a kind of peace and fulfillment that nothing in this world could ever come close to. No amount of money, no amount of power or pleasure, no amount of honors could give you the kind of faith, hope, and love that Jesus Christ promises you. As I told you before we began tonight, there's only one thing you have to do. That is simply to open your heart, to be ready to receive this great gift that God wants to give you. And know that when he is with you, there is nothing that can separate you from his love. He will be with you every moment of your life. Difficult times, easy times, times of celebration will be with you. Trust in that.